It is with much joy and great pleasure that I, the Ascended Master Saint-Germain, step forward once again in order to share with you guidance and wisdom that the Masters and Lady Masters of Light and Love believe you might benefit from receiving at this moment in time. Presented through my grace, through my knowledge and understanding, through those principles and practices that are forged from my memories, and those esoteric wisdoms that I, in the past, have mastered. These have been strange and troubling times for man. Throughout the world, many have found themselves placed in isolation, in lockdown, unable to unite with friends and family, in body, connected through the wonder of modern-day technology, but devoid of contact, devoid of physical expression of love. And although for some now this has changed, there are those throughout the world who still find themselves limited in such ways. There are those who still limit their contact themselves consciously because of those weaknesses and vulnerabilities that they themselves possess, or that they know their loved ones possess, and therefore they choose to remain separated out of respect and in order to preserve the health and well-being of others. There are those who choose a middle ground, exercising caution rather than abandoning it to the winds. For some of you, it is possible, in the not too distant future, that you may find your liberties curtailed again. And so, this message is for you, as well as those who are still separated from those that they love. Love is a force that knows no bounds. It is transcendent of space and time. In fact, its existence flourishes in separation rather than diminishing. Its power grows stronger when we cannot be with those that we truly love and value. This is, in truth, one of the ways to test love. If we feel that we love someone, then absence will make the heart grow fonder, not less fond. But if we find ourselves parted from someone and, as a result of it, losing our sense of love for them, then we would do well to question whether we truly love them in the first place or not. And if that other person feels the same way about ourselves, then we must question the love that they claimed they held for us. As love knows no bounds, we can call upon it, rely upon it, and feel it, even when we are in absentia. We can draw nurturance from its constant presence, and know that one day it will enable us to reunite, whether that be in the flesh here on earth or in spirit, when all have transcended the world and journeyed beyond. Love, you see, binds those spirits together even in death, ensuring reunion when life on earth is no longer lived. So, should the time come, and for some of you, it may well do, where you find you will have to endure separation again, do not fall into dismay, but rather trust in the power of love to see you through. Secondly, I would say, use the opportunity that recent experience has shown you to determine the true nature of those around you. One of the gifts of the pandemic has been the way in which it has revealed those people who have, up until this moment in time, hidden behind facades of good humour. The pandemic has brought to light many people's true colours, exposed them for being the uncaring people that in truth they are, or at least the selfish people that they are. And although, for many, such revelations have been unwelcomed and difficult to swallow, they have been illuminating, and as such should encourage you to act upon this newfound truth and rearrange your loves and friends and associates accordingly. Of course, this is not to say that we should judge these people, but we should be aware of the truth of them and protect ourselves and manage the nature of our relationships in order to ensure that it is in truth that we move forward and no longer under the labour of illusion that these people have in the past worked so hard to maintain. And we might do this too for our own self. We might look at our behaviour and our motivations. And if we have determined during this time actions that we saw ourselves perform that we did not like, then we must make efforts in order to ensure that these habitual patterns are shifted and changed. There are opportunities and challenges, and some of the opportunities are revelatory in regards to the world and the people around us, and also in regards to ourselves. Whenever we are curtailed, our liberties impinged, afterwards, when we are released, there is a temptation to go wild, to not only return to the way that the world once was, but to over-egg the cake somewhat and saturate ourselves in socialisation and joy. But anyone who has starved or been without knows that gluttony is not the key to finding a state of being sated. It is moderation that is required. We can give ourselves terrible indigestion or overwhelm ourselves by immersing ourselves in that we have missed. And we can endanger ourselves and others also. The world in which you exist is changed. And the thing that caused the change is not yet done. And you would do wise to remember this. Although situations are at play that will ultimately lead to a new way of being that will provide all of mankind with a new way of coping that has, at this moment in time, not been fully crystallized. And so you would do well to properly direct your energy and your actions now and bring the newfound strength and power of your will and courage to bear upon your situation and temper instinct and desire with logic and strategy. We are loathed to warn mankind of anything, for to do so teeters on the edge of denying them their free will. But here we believe there is cause enough to share with you our concerns. There are things that lie before you, stepping stones in time that cannot be avoided. But cautions can be taken in order to ensure that not all of you suffer as a result of these inevitabilities. Love is the key. It has always been so. It is the answer. But not necessarily in the way that you might think. Love is enduring and transcendent. And if you can immerse yourself in this truth, then you can use the power of your love to see you through further storm clouds that may gather. One final thing, a positive note to end this little communication on. Mankind is a wonder and has always been. The way in which they cope, the way in which they endure, the way in which they transcend, the way in which they draw upon their co-creative power with the divine in order to bring forward solution to nature's problems. Of course, mankind too creates its fair share of problems itself, and often those who create such problems are not the ones who hold the solutions to them. It is the every man and woman, rather, who do. It is you. I want you to know that love is the power that will enable you to undo some of the greater wrongdoings of your world. I want you to look out into the world and see that you can change it, if you so desire, with your love for your fellow man. I want you to recognize your power and use it to reshape the very nature of your world. Take then these words and use them well. They are given in love always and ever for you to contemplate and choose to follow if they resonate only.